Good afternoon. My name is Jim Blunt. I'm the host of EpicChefs.com, where we find everyday people making epic food and drinks. Today, we're going to bring you a short clip of our interview last week with Marco Sanchez from Woodfire and Whiskey on TikTok. Marco has about 1.7 million subscribers on TikTok. He's also got a YouTube channel. He's on Snapchat. He's on Instagram. He's even got 3 followers on Twitter. And those 3 followers are important. So sit back, relax, and just listen to how Marco got started. Tell me about Marco and Woodfire and Whiskey. Like, tell us about your early life, and they got you interested in food and restaurants.
Yeah, so I grew up in Daly City, California. My mom was married to a chef for many years. My biological father, he was a great cook. I know he went to culinary school, and he had learned a lot. He had worked in some kitchens, but never as a chef. But my stepfather growing up, he was a chef, and he still is today. Actually, he's a consultant and helps restaurants open their doors, and he helps create their menus. Fantastic dude right there. But growing up with a chef in the house, you know, I've always had a liking for food. I mean, I'm a human, right? So I got to eat. You know, I love food. I love to snack. I just want to graze on things all day. But growing up with a chef, you start appreciating different flavors. Like, right. I remember being like 12 years old, like, what's a scallop? Okay. You know, it's buttery, salty, got a little pepper on it. So good, right? Just right, delicious. Right. But so, you know, I grew up with the chef in the house. So we always had good food, Well, whenever he was cooking, you know,
right.
I tired of cooking from time to time. But I grew up in Daly City, always had good food in the house. I was a breakdancer early on. So like the creative side of things had always kind of, you know, got my attention. I think I was like fourth grade and I started breakdancing and, you know, spinning on my head and doing all those things. I got pretty good.
Okay.
You know, then I got attracted to everything hip hop back in those days. You know, it was, you know, breakdancing and then these guys were doing graffiti and it was like, oh, holy shit, these guys got their boombox and they're rapping over there. So, you know, we all just kind of hung out and that culture just kind of, you know, it hits everybody that's around it. You just want to be a part of it. So I grew up breakdancing, doing graffiti art, you know, running around with rappers, making music and beat makers, you know, the creative people.
Right.
Right. So all my life I had been around creative people that were immensely talented in so many different things. And that was my life, just, you know, trying to, you know, I tried making it as a breakdancer and I actually traveled to many places, breakdancing. I got paid for it at a young age. That was fun. I tried, you know, graffiti art. Got really good with drawing, with break-ins. I got really good at that. I've been arrested probably 15 times for graffiti throughout my life. That's a conversation for another day. You know, so growing up around creativity, that's just always been a part of who I am. Later on in life, I found myself in the military. You know, I was in the Army. I spent 4.5 years in the United States Army. I joined in 2005, got out in late 2009. But I got out the military and I had no idea what I was going to do with my life. I've always been a creative. I've always known creatives. And it just so happened one day I'm on this app, this new Facebook type app, this new MySpace type app called Facebook, right? You know, so here I am, you know, just got out the military, new MySpace is there, Facebook, right? And my friend Vinny, who I'm actually working with tomorrow, he posted a wedding video on his Facebook page.
Okay.
And I remember watching that video like, holy shit, this is what this guy is up to now? This is what he does? Like, he just goes and he films people getting married, hugging and kissing and stuff? This is great. This is cool.
Yeah.
So I reached out to him, asked him, you know, how did you get into that? And I didn't even know the guy. I had known of him in high school. I didn't know him.
Right.
But he invited me out to come work with him. He was like, hey, Saturday I have a wedding. If you want to see what it's like. Hell yeah. I got nothing to do. I just got out the military. I don't got a job. Not even in school yet.
Yeah.
You know, I just, I wanted to do something.
Okay.
So I went out and I hung out with these guys while they shot a wedding. And I was impressed. Man, this guy, he threw on his rollerblades. He grabbed his camera, got on his rollerblades and just started skating with the camera in his hand. And he came back and he showed me the shot, and it was beautiful. It was smooth. So he had like the sun behind the heads of the bride and groom, and then he skated on up to them like slow. And as the camera got close, he told them to take a kiss. Now, it sounds kind of mushy and stuff compared to what I do now, you know, just barbecue, fire, whiskey, right. You know, but it was so beautiful. And I thought, man, this guy gets paid for that. So I started going through his bag and looking at all his cameras, his lenses. I bought everything I could afford that he had.
Wow.
I spent about $25,000 that day on gear. And this was 2009 or 2010, early 2010. And I jumped into videography, started my own company. And, you know, it was like, okay, everything's full circle. I'm back to creativity.
You jumped in with both feet, man, all at once.
I jumped in with both feet, not knowing how to swim, no life vest, no boat in sight, and nothing but sharks just swimming all around me.
Does that kind of electrify you, or did that scare the hell out of you?
Oh, it was terrifying, but I mean, I had just gotten out the military. You know, it's like, I mean, what's more terrifying than getting on a big ass plane with 300 troops and every single person is armed? Now, right. You're all on the same team. It's cool and everything. You know, everyone's fine, but you get on a plane, every single person has their weapon right next to them, and you're going to a combat zone. So the thought of like me just losing all of my money and spending it on a bunch of bullshit cameras, I didn't care. See? I was ready to do it. I was watching a guy that I had known from high school do it. So
right.
when I see somebody being successful, to me, that's proof of work right there.
Right. You're like, if he can do it, I can do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was the case. You know, this guy, he actually, everybody who's learned from him has, they're doing something incredible right now, which is amazing.
That's it for this episode of our Epic Chefs podcast. We'll be bringing you more clips with Marcus, as well as the podcast in its entirety at a later date. Please go subscribe to our YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, all the important social media sites. And we hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you later.